It is an honor and a privilege to welcome John Brewster to Radio Blue Mountains and Sounds from the Underground. Hello, John, how are you?
G'day, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. The Angels, 2 weeks into yet another national tour.
Yeah, here we are. We started the Angels in 1974. Here we are in 2070s. Whatever it is, 2026, and
26, John.
it's incredible. And of course, we're celebrating 50 years of "Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?" Our very first single that we released with Albert's, and it's great. It's great because it's not just that we're celebrating that song. We're celebrating everyone that's ever played in the band, all the roadies that have worked for us, the tour managers, the punters, the venues, including all the shows we did internationally. And it's kind of makes us just look back on the
The
whole
whole
thing, the
50
whole
years.
career.
Fair.
I don't think I have to get a real job now, by the way.
No. I think you should be pretty safe with that now, John.
Think, yeah. I do love it.
I went to Albion Park on Saturday night for the gig there at the Oaks Hotel, and it was a fabulous night, a nice intimate little venue.
I loved it. I've never played there before, but there was lots of
It
people. I
was.
think it was a full house.
Yeah, it looked like
Yeah,
it to
so
me.
yeah.
I managed to get down the front there, and
Well, I think the band's playing great. Rick and I are still there. We're still playing the guitars, and so they can't get rid of us. And I got
No.
my son Tom on the drums, and Dario was playing bass the other night. Dario's just a
Yeah, he's
wonderful
great. I've seen
musician.
him a couple of times now, and he fits in nicely.
He's great. And of course, Nick Thornton out the front, who became our front man when we had a mutual parting of the ways with Dave Gleason, who's a great friend of ours. There was no
No
bust up or anything.
animosity.
He just got too busy, which is fine, Good guy. He's got a radio show of his own,
Yeah,
so
that's right.
it started getting a little bit too hard. So Norton's been out the front now. Well, he's actually been out the front for 3 years,
3 years now. Yeah, I guess time
yeah.
flies.
Rather too quickly in my case.
If we look back 50 years ago, John, and a young John Brewster was told that they just recorded a song that would be so iconic in Australian music history, what do you think he would have thought?
That's a good question. One of the reasons it's become so iconic is, number one, it's a good song, but the chart that happened, who no one knows it,
The
no one's
real
got any
origins
idea
of
where it
it.
started. But it I never would have thought that the Australian public would embrace the song as much as they have, I'm proud of the song. The song's a good song, but what the chart is just a wonderful example of the larrikin Australian, and
For sure.
I'm proud to be one of them too. But we never do that chart. We just sing the
No,
song.
I know, I know. So 50 years later, it's now an iconic piece of musical history, so that must make you feel very proud.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the whole thing, as I was saying, that we look back on the whole Angels life, that started, in my old EH Holden station wagon, driving around this country, and geez, we took chances. I mean, we were out there with 100,000 semi-trailers trying to run you over in the middle of the night,
That's
driving
right.
from Melbourne to Sydney, and in a car. It was a great car, but we couldn't afford proper tyres, so we had retread tyres. So it was pretty risky, but I look back on all that with wonderful memories. It was really hard. We would we would argue a bit because we were so tired. Rick and I
Well,
would argue. Go
another. I spoke to Sam a couple of years ago when the album came out and asked him
Ah,
about
yeah.
the recording process. How's the rehearsal process in 2026 compared to what it was back in the day? Because you're spread out all around the country now, aren't you? Or do you just have muscle memory now?
It very much so. Yeah, Rick hates me because when we go out on the road, Rick spends weeks, brushing up on all these lead guitar parts. I do absolutely nothing, and really don't make many. I don't make mistakes. It's so ingrained. But I'm the rhythm guitar player. It's an easier job.
Oh, I don't know about
But
that, John. I love your rhythm guitar playing. I think you both work really well together as guitar players.
thank you very
And
much.
once that
Yeah.
rhythm section locks in, it's a joy to hear.
It's a joy to play, that's the thing. So, why would I consider anything else? While I can, I'm there,
Yeah, that's fabulous. The songs, they're timeless, aren't they? It's amazing that I was in that crowd on Saturday night, and just I don't know what you can hear from the stage, but the crowd, all those classic, timeless Angel songs, the crowd was singing every word.
And there's so many young people come to our shows, which blows me away. We love them all, old and young. But I mean, the show that you came to the other night when we went to the car to drive back to Sydney, there would have been a group of about maybe 10 guys, young guys, like they're almost like kids, and
Yeah.
they wanted a photograph with Rick and me,
That's fabulous.
and they were so respectful, and it just kind of makes you feel good,
Fantastic. So all the tour's got about another 25 gigs to go. So you've still got a long, long, long journey ahead of you on this particular tour, John.
There's other things too, doing a couple of big festival shows, and then we're doing Rock the Boat, so
Oh,
we'll get
okay.
in the water for a while. So it's a busy year, but we like that. I mean, we're a band that's sort of we there was a hiatus when Doc left us in the year 2000, and that was pretty tricky. We reunited with Doc in 2008, so but aside from that, the band's never stopped.
No.
It's really, it's you know, it's been there's been better times and whatever, and worse times,
Yeah,
but
that's just the journey of a band, isn't it, John?
sure is, yeah. But it's great these days. It's just great, no arguments.
Oh, that's what you like. You
And we don't rehearse. We don't rehearse
don't
at all.
rehearse. That answers that
No,
question
because
then.
the thing is, well, everyone does their own rehearsal. And we'll walk onto a stage, and we can put new songs in there that some of the guys in the band have never played before, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and they've got it all
Straight
down.
into it, I've got to say that 99 is a great album, John. I really enjoyed that, and I think it
Yeah,
sits.
thank you.
I think it sits comfortably in the Angels' canon of work as well.
I really appreciate your comment, and I do agree with you. I've described it. And I mean it, that as a benchmark album, I think, we got, if you look at that trilogy of albums that we did back in the 78, 79, 80, which is Face to Face, No Exit, and Darkroom, that's an incredible period for us,
For sure,
and definitely benchmark sort of stuff, and touring the world with those all
those off
those
those
songs.
albums,
And there's been other things that, the band did well. I wasn't in the band when they released Beyond Salvation, but that was a big
No.
one too. But I think this one's right up there.
Oh, for
And
sure.
I'm actually proud to say that I had a little bit less to do with this album than other albums because I was recovering from a heart
Oh,
attack.
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so the boys just went in the studio, and I
And
mean,
did the
I
job.
was on it. I'd played on most of the songs, but I ended up redoing, I think, just about all of the songs, when I rejoined the band and we were on the road with, I was playing my parts in hotel rooms. That you can do that these days.
That's
And
right. Yeah, that's what I was saying to
yeah.
Sam when I spoke to him a couple of years ago. You know, it's all digital and done in hotel rooms and stuff like that these days, rather than all getting together in a recording studio.
Well, yes, that's right. But if you've got bass, drums, and rhythm guitar done in a studio where you all play together, that's the template. You know, I don't think you can have the drummer play something and then the bass player put something on top of that and then a rhythm guitar player. I don't think that works. But the thing is, all the tracks on 99, there was a genuine rhythm section playing at the same time. And then, you know, overdubs, like me playing in a hotel room, well, that was an overdub to what was already a great take, you know. It
And it's
was
good.
fun.
It's good you play a few of the tracks too during the current tour as well.
Yeah, you can do. The thing is, people pay the money to hear our old songs, and the old songs still sound fresh. I'm really proud of that. But the thing is, we do want to represent the 99 album. So we've got sort of three songs in there. We've got 99, which my son Sam wrote with Nick, and then the what I reckon is an Absolute Angels live classic, which is called what's it called? Minor Truth.
Minor
Minor Truth.
truth, yeah.
Yeah. We've sort of taken that a bit further. We've got this quiet section, and I think it's really quite special.
Yeah, it works well.
Yeah, so I think that's become an Angels classic, live classic. And then, of course, I've got to go and play my harmonica at the end with and that song, Hue and Cry,
Hue and
Nick
Cry.
wrote all the words and the melody of that, but that was a really old song that
Oh,
was an
okay.
old riff that I had way back, you know. So it sort of tips its hat to the old days, the old Am I Going to See Your Face Again days, if you like.
Just speaking of the old days, the first Angels album, the self-titled one, I think that's an underlooked and undervalued album in your work. There's some great
Oh, do you?
tracks on
Yeah.
there. Some great tracks on there.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. I mean, it's an example of a band trying to find its musical footprint, if you like.
You can hear the embryonic Angels sound, which came on the Face to Face album. On that album, you can hear
Yeah.
the, you can, as you said, the footprint of what was to come.
Yeah. But you know, it tips its hat a bit to country music too. So, you know, I am actually quite proud of that album. I think I like it better now than I did at the time. It was Face to Face that really set us off on
On your
very
journey.
exciting, and it was a very exciting journey because you know all those shows that we were doing back then were incredibly exciting. But yeah. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It's
That's okay.
good. Yeah, it's it, yeah. There's some good stuff there. I mean, there's some crazy stuff. I mean, there's one song that I wrote, which is an ode to a joint. You know, I love to do what you've. You know,
Yeah, I'd
what's
love you
that?
roll you in my fingers or whatever it is.
Yeah. Love to hear what you light up with a smile. When you're gone, the taste of you still lingers, like the way you're drifting through my mind. It's the sun. Crazy stuff.
Brilliant, John. Hopefully we'll be able to get another album out in the future. I know you're very busy this year, but are there any plans for another album?
The tentative, you know, plans. I think if we do another album, it'd probably be a next year thing. And I'd like to, you know, the thing is, I think it's really, for us anyway, I think it's really important that we continue to create music. Even though, you know, there's so many great songs to be done in the last decade that, you know, really don't go anywhere. But the thing is, it's good for us.
And
That's what we do. We're
they're always there, going to be there forever now for people to listen to whenever they want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right,
So yeah,
John.
we'll do some more stuff. Yeah.
Great. All right, John, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you go. I know you're a very busy man, and I will be attending another gig or two when you come back to Sydney.
Oh, great.
I think you're off to the ACT and Albury next weekend.
We are, yeah, which it's been some years before we've played Canberra. Although, oh no, that's not quite true because we did it with Cheap Trick. We played a theatre in Canberra, but yeah, looking forward to going back there.
Then you're back on the
Albury.
back up in New South Wales on the 10th and 11th of July. So I'm looking forward to you're playing at Revesby. I might be able to get myself down there for that one.
Oh, cool. Well, may I suggest get in touch with Vanessa, who would have set this interview up,
I'd like to thank
and
Vanessa
just
as well.
yeah, she's great. She's just great. But if you want to come to that show, Vanessa can work it out with us, and we'll put your name on the door.
Oh, that'd be great. I appreciate that, John.
No worries,
And
Steve.
maybe one day we can catch up and say hello in person.
That'd be lovely. Yeah. Great. Great to talk to you.
In the meantime, John Brewster, thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.